This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection says he's stepping down as his agency is under siege over the discovery of dozens of children in filthy conditions at one of its stations in Texas. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Although he did not give a reason, Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner John Sanders said in a message to employees that he would be resigning on July 5th. Previously CBP's chief operating officer, Sanders was named acting commissioner in April. That's after the agency's previous leader, Kevin McAleenan, became acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. CBP is the agency that apprehends and first detains migrant parents and children crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Shelley Adler, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has made an unannounced trip to Afghanistan. Pompeo met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to discuss ongoing peace talks between the United States and the Taliban.
I've said the word peace more than half a dozen times. It's our priority. But the pursuit of peace should not wait until the Afghan presidential election. Election planning must go forward without delay as we pursue the peace that Afghans deserve.
Pompeo was on his way to New Delhi for meetings with the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other officials. The stopover came before the seventh round of peace talks between the United States and Taliban officials aimed at ending the 18-year-old Afghan war. They are scheduled to resume on June 29th in the Qatari capital of Doha. Senior U.S. officials say they are already busy buttressing the nation's defenses against foreign interference in the 2020 presidential election. Intelligence and election security officials have warned repeatedly that Russia remains intent on disrupting the upcoming elections. This is VOA News. After pulling back from a strike on Iran, U.S. President Donald Trump signed a new round of sanctions targeting the country's leadership. Tehran has hinted at willingness to negotiate if the United States would lift the sanctions. White House correspondent Patsy Wittakuswara has the latest.
Trump ordered the fresh rounds of sanctions on Monday following weekend reports that the U.S. launched cyber attacks on computers used by Iranian intelligence. Tehran called the attacks a violation of international law and dismissed the latest round of sanctions.
Is there any sanction left for America to impose that has not been imposed on us recently or in the last 40 years? And is there anything they've gained from this?
The administration targeted sanctions on Iran's highest authority, Ayatollah Khamenei, blaming him for the regime's hostile conduct. But some observers question the effectiveness of the sanctions, considering it's unlikely that Khamenei would use financial instruments under American jurisdiction. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Pompeo met with allies in the region, including Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, to build a coalition against Tehran. He said the United States will negotiate with Iran with no preconditions. The United Nations Special Human Rights Investigator from Myanmar says the military may be carrying out gross human rights violations in western Myanmar. Yangi Lee says this could be happening under the cover of an internet blackout. Lee said Monday, mobile internet service has been blacked out in 9 townships across Rakhine and neighboring Chin states. The fiancé of slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has taken her campaign for justice over his grisly slaying to the United Nations top human rights body. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkish citizen Hatice Cengiz has urged the UN to take the next step following a blistering report from an independent investigator on alleged Saudi involvement in Jamal Khashoggi's slaying. Cengiz says she hasn't gotten over the October 2 killing at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. She remains haunted by the prospect that Khashoggi might not really be dead because his body has never been found. Cengiz was speaking on the theme Silencing Dissent, which mostly criticised alleged rights abuses in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Ethiopia has observed a national day of mourning on Tuesday following what the Prime Minister's office called an attempted regional coup. On Monday, state media announced that Brigadier General Assam Nusige was captured and killed in the country's Amhara region. Security forces shot the general dead as he tried to escape. That's according to Ethiopian state media. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.